Astronomers spotted what they think is the most distant object ever seen in the solar system, a dwarf planet 100 times farther from the sun than we are. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has more on this tiny world.
Last month, astronomer Scott Shepard was in Hawaii, but he wasn't on the beach tanning. He was on top of a 13,000-foot volcano called Mauna Kea. He was using a telescope there, and it was the middle of the night.
We stay up all night with the telescopes getting the data.
Shepard is an astronomer at the Carnegie Institution for Science. He and his colleagues were looking for faint, distant objects orbiting the sun. Basically, they were just pointing the building-sized telescope at patches of sky to try and catch anything moving out there.
Generally, we're just randomly shooting for the most part because we don't know where these objects would be.
So this was literally like a shot in the dark.
Needle in a haystack, whatever you want to call it.
They recorded loads of pictures. A computer sifted through the images looking for anything moving from one image to the next. It flagged the interesting ones for follow-up. Shepard put the data on his laptop and headed home to Washington, D.C., and that's when he made the discovery.
Yeah, I remember I was actually flying on the plane back looking through the data. And I remember when this popped up on my screen, my eyes opened up.
It was just a little pinprick of light, but it was moving slowly across the sky. Doing the math, Shepard realized this could very well be the most distant thing ever seen in our solar system.
3 times further than Pluto is from the sun.
Shepard announced the discovery Monday at an astronomy meeting in Maryland. The new world is tiny, much smaller than our own moon. Shepard thinks it's probably made of ice. The real mystery? How did it get all the way out there? One theory is a rogue planet was thrown out of the early solar system and dragged this poor little guy along.
If a large planet formed in our solar system and got tossed out, it could pull objects out with it as it was leaving our solar system and kind of dropped objects along the way like Hansel and Gretel.
Or maybe this world came from another star system and ended up around the sun. Shepard's trying to find out more. Now, there is also a chance that this object isn't as far away as he first thought. But if the record stands, will he get a prize?
The prize is I get to keep my job, I guess. This object is basically going to be interesting no matter what we find its orbit to be. And that's the joy of science, is just looking at the unknown and figuring out what the unknown is.
Shepard and his team will get to name the frosty world. He's leaning towards deities from Hawaiian mythology, maybe a god of ice or snow. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.